Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting your fresh Going In Raw content, right,
yeah.
Larson?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have many reward tiers, which you guys can check out. Starting at $1, $1 a month, you get your question possibly answered on our podcast where we got our questions from a pool of Patreon questions. At the $20 mark, we also have like a comic book. I don't know where it is.
It's somewhere.
It's fantastic. Anyways.
Yeah, it's good.
You know what else was fantastic? Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Pretty good. Actually, the pay-per-view itself was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. Fairly predictable, the outcomes. In fact, I got them all right.
Yeah, you got them all right. I tried to go out on a limb on a couple of them. I went out on a limb for Titus Worldwide. Not sure how much I actually believe they had a chance to win.
Well, you didn't believe very much because you only put one confidence point on that pick.
That's exactly correct. You put all of your confidence points.
On T-Bar to
win, and they won. And then I had a chance to tie it with Bray Wyatt. You've never been on Bray Wyatt, man.
Obsolete. That's what he is. He's obsolete.
Now they've traded victories. So
rubber match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be pre-filmed.
Yeah, at the compound.
That'd be great.
That would be fantastic. All in all, Elimination Chamber was fun. Matches across the board. Good. The pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. He kicked off with the really fun women's
match. I thought this was fantastic. The whole thing was great. And then it culminated with a really awesome promo from Alexa Bliss, but I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll start with the match itself.
Yeah, I didn't watch the first half.
Oh, yeah, we had some technical issues with our stream.
We did one of our live streams, and
I stepped on a cord.
Who'd have thought one movement of your foot stepping on a cord
would just ruin everything for a good half hour. I had to make an emergency trip to a local department store.
Yeah, Walmart. Ugh, we don't like going there.
And had to buy a new cord.
Yeah.
Cord didn't work. Nah. Thankfully, you had a cord here, so now I have to take that cord back.
Yeah. Well, it'll be. Yeah. You know, the worst thing about taking that back, it's going to spool it all back. You're
going to
spend more time spooling that 50
I'm just
foot.
Jam that thing in the box, man.
Yeah, it's Walmart. Who cares? Exactly. That's good. Anyways, so tell me how this women's Elimination Chamber match kicked off.
I'll tell you how it went. It went great. Bayley and Sonya Deville. Two competitors start the match.
Yeah, okay.
This was a great showing by Sonya Deville, I got to say.
I love Sonya Deville. I think she's great. I loved her back in NXT.
Yeah, she's great. She's grown as a performer a lot over the last year. She can hold her own now with the top women on Raw.
Yeah.
There was one spot where she was supposed to like run towards the cage and get her arm caught.
Right.
It wasn't as perfect, clean as it probably could have been because like, the camera was right on it.
Okay.
Apart from that, she wrestled really well. Hard hitting. Mm-hmm. There's a great spot where she speared Bayley on the outside. Impact had some real muscle behind it.
Some oomph.
It was great.
Nice.
Bayley and Sonya start the match. They get 5 minutes all to themselves. Mandy Rose in next. Of course, Mandy, her Absolution stablemate, Sonya Deville, they team up.
Did Paige come out with them?
No.
No. Wow.
No.
Did you see Paige has a new tattoo?
Yeah.
I assume from the sour look on your face, you do not approve.
Well, I mean, I don't really care what she gets tattooed on her. I just wouldn't do that.
What is it? Eat shit, what? Get hit?
Get bit.
Talk shit, get bit.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Just not my thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that
either.
Just
not my thing.
I like tattoos. I'm going to get a couple more. Yeah.
I have no problems with it. That ain't for me. But if she likes it, that's cool.
Right.
So I mentioned that spear by Deville onto Bayley. See, not only am I recapping our audience right here, I'm recapping you.
Yeah, man, you're doing a great job, too. I feel like I'm sitting next to Mauro Ranallo.
Oh, thank you. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
And then Absolution, they team up on Bayley. They throw her, like, back first into the cage a couple times, and then they, like, put her arms through the cage and start beating her up.
Mm-hmm.
Just about then, Sasha Banks, Bayley's best friend, comes into the match. Her pod opens. They fight for a while. Ultimately, Mandy Rose taps out to a bank statement.
Oh, well.
So now, one half of Team Absolution eliminated.
Gone.
Next in, Mickie James.
I saw her finish. I saw this bit here, Mickie and Bayley.
At this point, we were both watching the match.
Yeah, Mickie and Bayley climb up the chamber. Mickie throws Bayley off.
Then Mickie essentially hits like a Luthez press off a pod onto Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
Pins her. Sonya Deville is eliminated.
But then bang, Bayley to belly on Mickie James. Bang.
Eliminated.
Mickie James eliminated. Alexa Bliss comes out of her pod, immediately starts climbing to the top of her pod.
Yeah, she's going to be part of this match.
But Sasha Banks and Bayley, they climb up on either side.
Trapping her.
They surround her.
Alexa Bliss climbs back down. They all fight for a while. Ultimately, what happens is Sasha kicks Bayley off the wall of the chamber. Best friends, but as we'd see later in the men's match as well, it's every man and woman for themselves in these matches. It's all
true.
For either a title or a title shot.
Correct.
You got to look out for number one, ultimately.
Yeah, man. Well, that's a good life lesson, I think. Look out for number one. You turn on me, bang. Turn on you back. Nonsense. I had your back during the stream. Somebody typed in into the chat, little chat
box.
Yeah,
and I read it, Larson sucks. Because I thought it was funny, and then you got all bent out of shape about it.
I should. You're my best friend.
That person's on top. No, if I don't care, then
you said no? Wow, that was rude.
No, I'm saying if I don't care, you shouldn't care either.
Nah, man, I got your back.
Whatever.
I put that person on timeout, 300 seconds.
Yeah.
Bang. That's how we work, man, because we're too sweet.
After that, Sasha, frog splash off the top of a pod onto Bayley.
Yeah.
Bayley kicks out. Nice spot, though.
Yeah, it was a good spot.
But then Bayley hits the top rope Bayley belly on Sasha. But then Alexa Bliss takes advantage. Sasha's out. Top rope move, so it affects both competitors. Bliss rolls up Bayley, eliminates her.
Mm-hmm.
Last two. Sasha, Alexa Bliss. Alexa goes for Twisted Bliss off the top rope traditionally. Sasha gets her knees up. Fast forward a bit. Alexa climbs up to top of the pod, hits Twisted Bliss off the pod to Sasha. Sasha doesn't really sell it that much.
Yeah.
Transitions. Not even transitions. Just put her in the bank statement.
Yeah.
But you can't win when someone's on either in a pinning combination or a submission situation on the outside of the ring in these matches.
I don't like that.
It should be false count anyway.
The outside of the ring in the elimination chamber is flush with. It's the same height.
I know. If it's
the
inside
the
cage, it should be considered part of the ring.
I know.
I agree.
Itself, I know. They should get rid of... They honestly, elimination chamber, they should get rid of the ring ropes.
Yeah.
Well, then you're just going to have a bunch of like...
You can't do... no one can run the ropes.
Nobody can run ropes.
You can't do any springboard stuff.
That's the bigger thing. I don't care about running ropes.
Can't really jump off the top rope or anything.
Yeah. I mean, then it's just even Hell in a Cell has ring ropes.
Yeah, man.
Is there anything that doesn't have ring ropes?
Barbed wire match. They replaced the ring ropes with barbed wire.
Well, yeah, you still have ring ropes.
But it's barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
You know, traditional ring ropes is what I meant. You still thinking about that?
Cage match still have the old school blue cage?
Yeah.
Everything has ring ropes. Why doesn't something not have ring ropes? Octagon.
Well, then it's just wall.
Did TNA have a thing where there's no ring ropes?
Probably.
They go, oh, we can't afford ring ropes this week.
Yeah.
Let's get some, run down to Home Depot, get some fencing.
Get some bungee cords.
Nobody mess it up because we got to return it.
Exactly. Don't use nails.
Get some bungee cords.
Don't use nails because you put nails in that wood, we can't return it.
You can't return the wood.
You got to use glue, but not super glue because that won't come off.
Exactly, yeah.
It'll leave a hunk of glue on there. You need something that'll be an adhesive. You need command strips.
Yeah, right.
Command strips. It'll stick together. Once you're done, you just peel the thing up.
There's no residue.
Towards you.
Exactly.
Like this.
Yeah.
Nothing.
These are exact good quotes from Ed Nordholm, by the way.
I think this all predates Anthem's acquisition of TNA.
My bad.
Anyway, so Sasha gets Bliss in the ring, still in bank statement. Bliss reverses it, starts slamming Sasha into the turnbuckle. Sasha has to let go of the hold. Bliss eventually wins with a top rope draping DDT, retains the title. She wins Elimination Chamber. Afterwards, she gives an interview with Renee Young. At first, very heartfelt, very emotional.
And that they, I'll say this too, Elimination Chamber, they had fantastic TV direction. They're like the entire pay-per-view had really good TV direction. Mm-hmm. They kept on going back to Sasha Banks looking defeated as they cut back to Alexa Bliss, given this really heartfelt, very babyface-esque, chase your dreams, dream big type of thing. And then, of course, she transitions into nobody here will ever achieve their dreams because none of you are like me.
Yeah.
And she says nobody's, later on, she says nobody's ready for Alexa because of what happened later on in the match. But she says nobody's Alexa Bliss. Nobody can beat me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, it was fantastic.
It was fantastic. Really, really good. Fantastic, really good character
really good
work.
Stuff.
Next, real quick little bit where Kurt Angle walks up to Ronda Rousey's dressing room and lets himself in.
Goes inside.
After that, Braun iPhone promo.
This is great.
Bunch of C-stands in the background. He's in a production area, obviously.
Right, exactly. He's like, I need to do this where there's nobody really hovering around me. I don't like an audience.
I'll go to production. The production's already all set up.
So anyways, yeah, he said he's going to beat everybody up. Next up, we had Titus
Worldwide
versus Thebar.
I'd have been really happy if Titus Worldwide had won this.
Me too.
Really happy. I think Apollo's doing really, really, really great stuff these days.
One of the best like athletic wrestlers on the roster.
Yeah, he's really good.
Now. I know, he's great. They're letting him do some cool stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, Thebar attacks Titus Worldwide before the bell.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I didn't even hear a bell ring. There was a brawling for a ton of time before the match started properly. Apollo does a cross body off the top rope on the Sheamus and Cesaro on the outside.
Correct.
Cesaro starts selling a leg injury, which never really came into play later on the match. Some decent back and forth. It was a fun match.
Mm-hmm.
Cesaro, it seems like Titus Worldwide's on the verge of victory until Cesaro breaks up a pin after Titus hits Clash of the Titus on Sheamus. But in the end, Titus is taken out of the picture. Thebar hits their finisher,
mm-hmm.
gets the win, retains those tag titles to face I don't know who at Mania.
So during the pre-show, the club beat Miztourage.
Mm-hmm.
The Revival were backstage watching.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like bits and pieces of that match. Didn't see the Revival, but we were told that information by the chat room. And I'm assuming the Revival were watching, you know, sideways on the
TV. Yeah.
And then apparently they gave an interview afterwards. So I'm assuming that we're going to get the club Revival after that. Maybe the Revival, the club has to go, or sorry, Revival has to go through the club to get the tag
maybe.
Titles. Maybe something like
the
that.
The Revival's already beat the club, what, once, twice?
They've traded a couple.
Yeah.
Raw 25, club
yeah.
one. I think club, yeah, I don't know.
But the Revival,
I know Revival's won at least once.
Yeah, they beat him since then.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Next up, there was a shot of Asuka's mask.
The slow zoom in. We thought it was a door or a wall or something.
I thought it was hanging on a wall.
And then a foot stomps the mask. It's Nia Jax's foot.
Yeah.
Camera pans up. It's her. She's ready for a match. She's taking on Asuka next.
Yeah. That's the match that happened next. Nia Jax versus Asuka. This is really cool. It was a lot of Asuka evading Nia Jax's big power moves. Nia Jax charging into her like, you know, a freaking rhinoceros or juggernaut or whatever, and Asuka evading that and then trying to put... There were some really cool Asuka submission attempts.
Well, when she went for the armbar, the way Nia rolled into it was awesome.
Because you have to help her out. You have to roll into that. You're that big. You got to roll into it. A lot of great power start from Nia Jax. Really interesting sort of clash of styles here.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
And we've seen these two match up before several times in NXT.
I think, yeah, this was a better match than NXT.
Well, yeah.
Nia Jax has obviously come a long way.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. This has been the best match they've had so far. But some of them, they were, you know, some ones in NXT were pretty good.
At one point, Asuka, so Nia Jax missed her leg drop. They're really booking the leg drop strong.
Yeah.
I mean, Asuka,
as it should be.
Yeah. It's a leg drop.
It's a leg drop.
She's found the key to the leg drop. Very few have done that.
Yeah.
Anyways, at one point, Asuka goes and gets an arm bar. Nia then powers her up. Throws Asuka into the turnbuckle.
Yeah, kind of like a buckle bomb.
Nia Jax goes for a power bomb. Asuka reverses that into a pin combo for the win. Sort of gets on top of her for that. And then after the match, Nia Jax attacks Asuka.
Oh, destroys her.
And it was great. It was so brutal, so physical. She shoulder tackles Asuka through the barricade. They both go through. It was great.
Nia stands up and grabs a piece of the barricade and throws it towards the ring.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, even in defeat, Nia Jax was booked well.
Mm-hmm.
Looked strong.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Then we had an Alexa Bliss interview. She had been watching the match during the entire thing.
She's doing a live stream like we were.
Exactly. And they asked, Alexa Bliss seemed very happy with Nia Jax ripping into Asuka there after the match.
With the under the assumption that Asuka was going to challenge Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's title at Mania, because Asuka has yet to declare.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so that's still kind of up in the air. We'll see if there's any more info on that tomorrow on Raw. But yeah, Alexa Bliss then said, nobody is ready for Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Next
up, we had, it says here we have a Roman Reigns interview.
I really wasn't paying attention.
Look, he's just...
Next to Bray Wyatt.
I like Roman as a wrestler, but man, he never says anything that like matters.
Especially in a backstage interview.
No, it's so sleepy.
Yeah,
it's always so sleepy.
Probably says something like he's going to win.
Says yard. He's going to win. I've never been in Elimination Chamber, but Vince really likes me, so I'm probably going to go over.
I'm the guy.
I'm the guy. Next up, we had Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt.
Matt Hardy comes out first. Bray Wyatt's like little Titantron smash cut things happen a couple times. So we're expecting a teleport into the ring.
And he did.
He did.
Totally did.
Matt Hardy teleported out of the ring.
Yeah, because he pulled an Obi-Wan. All of what was left was his jacket.
Yeah.
And then you hear Matt Hardy.
Kind of singing a new little number, new song.
Yeah, something about you're obsolete.
Yeah, that was a chorus.
If you will something, you're obsolete. And the crowd knew it and everything.
Yeah, they were all singing along. It was great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Bray was looking everywhere, looking in the timekeeper
Bray
area.
Was getting very upset.
Looking under the ring. Eventually, Matt Hardy reappeared, double axe handle off the apron.
Mm-hmm.
Decent match. Crowd really wasn't exactly into it.
Yeah, they started calling for like a beach ball.
No, there were beach balls. Security.
Oh, there were beach balls. Okay.
I guess so. Rightly confiscated them. But then there was, Rusev Day chants during this match. It wasn't a bad match.
No, it was a decent enough match. I mean, here's my thing. There's nobody I would rather see Bray Wyatt in a feud with right now than Matt Hardy and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really think they are going to escalate things heading into Mania. They're probably going to do some film stuff. I believe
they need to.
And in order for me to stay given a shit, they need to do that. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm totally fine with this match. I like both these guys. Matt went over with a twist of fate. I don't know why anybody would crap on this match like that crowd did. That really bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah. This crowd was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it really was, because like they were totally cool with some things. Like this next thing, the Ronda Rousey contract signing, I was really scared that Ronda was going to come out there. They're going to start booing her because the emotion on her face. So Kurt Angle comes out first. Triple H, Stephanie McMahon comes out. Triple H gives a really, really good intro for Ronda Rousey.
Kind of recaps her career in a matter of 2 minutes.
Right. And she comes out, she gets on the mic, and in what seemed to be very, very heartfelt, humble manner, she said, I just want you, the crowd, I want to earn your respect. And she was getting very emotional, starting to choke up a bit.
Well, they started chanting her name, yeah.
And I loved that. I thought that was great. I thought that was really good.
She was really nervous.
She was super nervous. And it's the one thing that I love about it, though, is that, number one, I'll just say this. This is probably my favorite part of the pay-per-view. This is great. This entire thing was great. And when she needed to turn on...
The character.
When she needed to turn off the nerves and turn on the character, she totally did.
Yep.
She totally killed it. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want the whole humble aspect to be completely done with, and I think there's all the evidence in the world suggests it's done with.
Yeah.
Now she's going to start kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah.
And I think it could be really cool. We've seen some... They ran some footage of her training,
mm-hmm.
and then we saw some on Twitter also, and she looks fantastic so far.
Yeah.
She, like, her selling's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just in the small clips they've shown us, but so far it's been really good stuff.
Yeah.
So
anyways, Ronda talks, Triple H talks, and then, Ronda goes to sign the contract. In the background, you see Kurt and Triple H, like, kind of going at it verbally.
The great thing about it is that you can tell that Triple H and Kurt really like each other.
Yeah.
And so when they start going at it verbally, like they were having an argument in the background, it's so silly.
Mm-hmm.
It's so silly because it doesn't really look real.
No.
It's just silly. But that makes it so entertaining.
I know.
And that aspect of it is going to make this feud going into Mania very cool. Because Triple H says, you don't get a title shot Triple H made a point of saying you didn't ask for any perks.
Yeah.
You asked for to not be treated any different. That's what Ronda said. She said, I don't want to be treated any different than anybody else. He says, you will get a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You won't get a title shot, but you'll get a match. And so, like you said, Kurt, then Ronda speaks up and says, Kurt, do you have something to say?
Yeah.
And Kurt Angle snitches on Triple H and Stephanie, basically saying,
they signed you to get back at you for what you did to them at WrestleMania 31.
I heard them saying, and he said the salient quote was, I heard Triple H say, yeah, now we own this bitch. And oh my God, that was not a line I expected to hear. But oh my God, the idea of Kurt Angle being a snitch is so perfect for like Kurt Angle 1999.
I know.
It was so great. It was the first time that I saw Kurt Angle. I was like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is so great.
And so Triple H cuts him off and says, whoa, Kurt Angle, he had the flu. He was just in the hospital.
He's feeling sick. He's
got a relapse of the flu. Yeah. He's got it again.
Yeah.
Stephanie's like, yeah, he's completely delusional. So Triple H starts to walk
Kurt Angle
up the ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so then Stephanie, she tries to backtrap, tries to dig herself out of the hole.
Says, yeah, you did embarrass us at WrestleMania 31, but you also impressed us.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that is why we want to sign you this contract. So let's do it, essentially.
Yeah.
And then Kurt Angle's halfway up the ramp. What did he say about Stephanie?
He said, they think you're a has-been. And Stephanie said, even she can take you out.
Yeah.
And so Triple H then goes back in there because like Ronda and Stephanie are starting to get into a little bit.
He tries to smooth things out.
He backs off Stephanie. He goes over to Ronda. Ronda suplexes him through the table, through the contract signing table. And then Stephanie gets up into Ronda Rousey's face, says, don't treat my husband that way. Don't ever touch him.
Slaps him.
Slaps her with a stiff slap. And then Ronda turned into mean Ronda. Stephanie got the hell out of there before anything happened. Ronda picks up the contract, signs it, throws it on Triple H, just doesn't know where he is.
Oh, he's selling it great.
He's selling it great. You can tell Triple H is really into this. He knows that there's a lot of stakes here. There's a lot involved here.
And there's money there.
And yeah, exactly. There's a lot of money to be made there.
Triple H does a great job selling that table spot, gets up like he just threw out his back. Holding it like this.
Yeah, it was great. Ronda looked like $1 million. She has a great mean face. This is going to be fun. Be fun to watch. I'm really curious to see how they're going to do this.
Same here.
But it's off to a great start. I thought it was fantastic. And then we had our main event, the Men's Elimination Chamber match. We kicked things off, of course, with my man, Elias. With just an amazing... He's got the crowd in the palm of his hand. He knows it. It's fantastic. Oh, he's so great. The thing that I love, and it's this recurring thing with him, whenever he starts to play a song and the crowd runs him down and he says, okay, I'm going to stop. But the thing is,
I just got my pitch just right. So I think I'm going to keep going.
It's always something. I just got my vocal cords where I want them. It's always something.
I know.
That
he's got warmed up just right. I think I'm going to keep going.
Oh, it's so, and he knows that it's so great.
Oh, yeah.
And how amazing is it that this dude, who we thought was going to be like who knows what in NXT, kind of just a joke, comes up to Maine, kills it every single time out, finds himself in the Elimination Chamber match. Oh, it's great. It's fantastic.
Oh, he's fantastic. What did he say about, he said, I didn't write a song for Las Vegas because I don't dedicate songs to people who live in sin.
Yeah.
So I wrote the song for myself.
And then he describes what he's going to do in the chamber. He said, I'm the last person to come out of the chamber. So I'm going to just sit in the pod, let these animals chew themselves, tear themselves apart.
Yeah.
And come out and pick on the scraps.
Yeah. God, he's good.
He's so good. So anyways, as he's singing, Bronze music kicks in. So Elias quickly gets into his pod, makes sure he's safe.
Yes.
Braun gets in his pod.
Yes, John Cena and Roman Reigns follow. They get in their pods, too.
There's the great visual of Braun up close to the pod screen.
Breathing on
and
it.
And his breath is just fogging it up.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a great visual.
Oh, it was fantastic. So we had The Miz, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins start the match out. Mm-hmm.
Action too fast to call.
Yeah, it was, but I don't know. If this... Up until Braun to start destroying everybody, it felt like this match kind of lacked the fire from the women's match.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the women's match, I don't know, like Sasha was laying some really stiff shots in there, and I don't know, I felt like there was you know, maybe the women are out like, okay, this is our first Elimination Chamber match. You know,
yeah,
let's give it our all.
Yeah, it could be.
Not to say these guys weren't, but I don't know. It just felt like there was more intensity of the women's match at the beginning than the men's match.
It
like everybody's just kind of, you know, when Braun came in, business picked up a lot
because
he was destroying everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't really emphasize maybe the way they could have, like, the stories, but so many of the stories revolve around Braun.
I know.
You know what I mean? So,
Well, I mean, like, even early on, they did later on, but they didn't really touch on. The one kind of story thing that happened early on was Miz gets in there with Finn and Seth. And Miz goes to Seth and says, you and I team up against Finn.
Yeah.
And Seth is like, no.
And so then Miz tries to two-sweet Finn,
saying,
get
hey,
him.
Let's team up, yeah. And he says, no. And then Seth and Finn team up to go after the Miz because Miz has pretty much beef with everybody in this match.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So it was totally fine. The match was fine. I just didn't feel like it had the intensity of the women's match to kick off. Next in, John Cena.
You know what? I'll say this, sort of to echo your point, or to mirror it anyways. So I kind of wanted Sasha Banks to win. I mean, I'm a fan of Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm,
I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that she, that match was booked in such a way that I was totally into the finish. I really liked.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like with this match, I mentioned this on the stream, you know, we were really underwhelmed with the finish because we knew what the finish was going to be. But we knew what the finish, for the most part, we figured
Alexa Bliss
was going to win that one. And I like Alexa a little bit more than I like Roman, but not like by a huge amount. I felt like this match was booked for Braun in every single way except
the last elimination.
Except
I know.
To get him, except to have him win and move on.
Yeah, no. So, well, Alexa was the last one in the women's chamber match. But even despite that, she had moments.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I can't think of a standout moment for Reigns except him eliminating Braun.
I know. And that's the problem.
And even that was textbook Roman.
They always just have him move on.
I know.
As opposed to show us why he should be moving on. That's the problem with
it. I know.
Now, there was a spot during this match. I mean, we can skip around. There was a spot during this match which we both figured would happen. We just didn't figure it would end up the way it did. I personally thought that because of what we saw at this last Raw with the Gauntlet match and their history, we'd see Seth and Roman in there at the finish. You had mentioned early on that you felt it was going to be Roman Braun because of their history. And I felt like, although it was a good point, I felt that you really want to boil that. You really want Roman's win against
Braun? Oh, like a
year-long
feud to be tacked onto an end of a 7-man match. No, I agree.
Yeah.
And it should be. I always thought that what would happen is either this pay-per-view, or actually, no, on a Raw leading up to Mania, they would have their match, and Roman would finally win, or they were going to save that till after Mania, till Roman already won the title.
It's also still possible to get that. We're still 2 months away. Wait, how long were you? A month?
A month and a half.
A month and a half away, and we saw at the end of this match where after Roman won, Braun completely destroyed Roman, sent him through the pod and everything. It's possible they can still have a mini feud until Brock decides
to
come around.
Time. Yeah.
I'm sure that'll probably happen, and maybe Miz will come in and tangent, you know, put Braun on a tangent for their Mania match if that happens.
Yeah, if it happens.
And maybe they can pick it up after Mania, maybe. But if this match, this match shouldn't have been, to as much as I love Braun, it's not his time right now. It's Roman's time. This match should have been to service Roman Reigns. The spot that I was talking about was when Braun ate everybody's finisher and kicked out. That was crazy. That was absolutely crazy.
There was two spots. That was preceded by everybody powerbombing him.
Yes.
And then getting on top of him to pin.
They all got on top of him.
And he kicked out. And we're to believe, even though Braun took a lot of punishment during this match, that two spears at the end of the match is enough to fell the monster among
men.
Right.
That bugged the crap because it's like, okay, at that point, if everybody pins him and he loses, he still looks strong losing.
Yeah, it took four people to pin him. It makes sense.
Yeah, I know. It makes total sense. And all you've accomplished is making Braun look amazing. We both want huge things for Braun because we're both huge Braun fans. But if you're, I'll put it this way. I could have, in the end of this, I could have been cheering Roman and not just, oh, Steve, you want to cheer Roman, whatever. But as a fan of the product, I want to be hyped for Roman Reigns moving into this Brock Lesnar thing.
You don't want the main event of WrestleMania to be a bathroom break.
Right, exactly. And so I want Roman, if he's going to go in and face Brock, I want him to go in looking super duper strong and having his iconic moments. All I remember from this Elimination Chamber was that it was bronze.
Yeah.
It was bronze, except for the victory at the end.
Yeah.
Which was just done to make, to have Roman move on. That's sort of the biggest thing about Roman, is that he never really shows us what it's not. It can't just be, oh, he does these moves and he wins. Even with John Cena, his matches have dramatic tension to them, and he shows us why he moves on. I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
For the cartoonish, you know, him versus the Nexus at SummerSlam.
Or him versus Baron Corbin.
Right, exactly.
At this last SummerSlam.
That was just great. Anyways, so that was my main problem with it, but in terms of, like, yeah, once he said when Braun came in, it was great.
It was reminiscent of the Rumble he won, where he gets laid out by League of Nations, is absent from half the Rumble, comes in at the end and just wins.
That was the worst, because it's like, if that was Edge, it would be a great character thing, taking advantage of the thing.
That wasn't the one he won, was it?
Yeah, he won that one. Yeah, he won that one.
Oh, wasn't the one he won?
Because that was the one where The Rock lifted his hand.
Okay, maybe it was. I thought, because it was the following year, the Triple H won.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're right, I guess.
Yeah. No, that was the one, because that crowd, like, and that was, remember, we were just harping on that, like, dude, if he'd lasted an hour or whatever and won that, the crowd would have been totally cool with it, because, like, oh, man, that dude eliminated a heck of people. He was in it. Look, the evidence is in this gauntlet match this last week on Raw, like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
if you put in a good performance, people will get behind you.
Seth Rollins is in there for
65 minutes.
65 minutes. And it's like, granted, we all understand that it's predetermined, but we also all know that it's a physical feat to do that.
Yeah.
And to be in there telling a compelling story for that length of time is, for their profession, an amazing feat.
It is.
You know, and so what Braun did tonight was an amazing feat, because he effectively told his story.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody else did a great job too.
And they managed to find ways, short of him turning over the actual chamber itself, of him continuing his path of destruction within the chamber, just instead of inanimate objects or whatnot, it was people.
Yeah, there is multiple times when just the entire chamber, what the scene was, bodies laying down,
Braun standing tall,
and Braun standing tall, seeing what else he can destroy.
Yeah,
and there wasn't, for my money, there wasn't quite enough Braun initiating destruction of the chamber.
Yeah, I know.
We did get towards the finish.
I think there's only so much you can do in the chamber.
I mean, I agree.
It's metal safe for the plexiglass on the pod door, so that's all you could really do.
Yeah,
and short of him ripping one of the doors off or something. They're not like doors with hinges. They're you know, like
they slide in.
So. Yeah. Can't just like rip the door off, unfortunately. Anyways, let's go through this a little bit. So after Cena came in, some more action. Reigns comes in. Eventually, Braun comes in. There's going to be a lot of time between Braun came in and Elias. No, I guess not. There he goes. Miz wants to get away from Braun, tries to climb up the chamber. Braun gives chase, smashes Miz's face into the wall of the chamber, the plexiglass wall above the pod, and then throws him off into everybody else.
That was fun. That was so, because
because
Braun was super quick climbing the cage.
Yeah,
that was so much fun.
Shortly thereafter, Miz is eliminated by Braun after a power slam. There'll be a recurring theme in this recap. So maybe setting up Braun Miz for the IC title at Mania. Who knows? Remains to be seen. Finally, Elias, is his time to come in, but he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
His pod opens. He closes it back up. While Braun's waiting for him to come out of his pod, everybody attacks Braun. This is the spot I mentioned where they all powerbomb him.
Yeah.
You have Reigns and Cena holding him up, Finn and Rollins slamming him down like a triple, or the Shield triple team powerbomb, but with four people. He kicks out.
Yep.
Then the next is the spot where everybody gives him their finisher. Braun kicks out of an AA. He eats a curb stomp, rolls out of the ring. I didn't make note he kicked out of a spear.
Mm-hmm.
Eats a coup de grace. At this point, everybody's laid out. Elias finally exits his pod, tries to cover everybody. Everybody kicks out.
Tries to pick at the scraps.
Yeah, yeah, exactly as he said. This takes a minute or two. At this point, Braun's back up. He goes after Elias.
Yeah, it was a great moment. Elias was beside himself that he couldn't pin somebody. Braun shows up behind him. And then grabs Elias and
Power slam. Starts, oh, beats him up. Culminating in a power slam. Elias eliminated.
Second one eliminated.
Shortly after that, Braun eliminates Cena after a power slam. Eliminated.
And then they get a great shot of Cena after his elimination outside. You know,
contemplating. Contemplating. What his road to WrestleMania is going to be.
I need a new road. There's a second brand. Apparently. It's called SmackDown. And I will probably go over there,
insert myself into the WWE title match, at which point I will have a new road to WrestleMania. I'll take the frontage road instead of the freeway.
It'll be the fast lane.
It'll be the fast lane. Or he hopes it will be the fast lane. If not, formal dinner at my house, watch party, WrestleMania. Watch
party. The Bellas will be there.
Lunch at 1, dinner at 7, snack and tea in between.
Please take off your shoes.
Yes. So then Finn lays it into Braun a little bit, manages to get a coup de grace off onto Braun's back.
Yeah.
Not enough to keep him down. Braun kicks out, and then Braun eliminates Finn after power slam.
There was they booked Finn strong during this segment here.
Yeah, he actually hit a coup de grace and Roman seemed set up to pin him, and then Braun picked him up power slam.
And when he was up against Braun, it was good. Like he was holding his
own. He looked good. Seth hit a frog splash off of one of the pods onto Braun.
Mm-hmm.
When it was just him, Roman, and Braun.
That was pretty big.
Braun kicked out, though, of course.
Braun kicks out, lol.
During all this, Roman and Seth were working together, except Seth said no.
That was a terrible idea.
Awful idea.
He's the architect. He's supposed to be smarter than that.
He should know better.
He's supposed to be smarter than that.
What he should have done is kind of let Roman do the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, help him, but let Roman do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
So that Strowman is going to focus his attacks on Roman.
Roman gets
eliminated.
Yeah, act like you're busier than you are.
Yeah.
That's what you do, and really let the other guy.
And when you get hit, act like it hurts more than it
exactly,
does.
Exactly, yeah.
So Roman has to do most of the work.
Right. Yeah.
Have Roman expend his energy. Have him have Braun expend his energy.
Uh-huh.
Going back and forth, beating each other up.
Yeah.
He'll lay low.
Seth is golden.
Pick his spots.
But he didn't do that.
He tried to get a quick kick elimination on Reigns. Didn't work out for him because he ate a power slam of his own. Eliminated. And then it's down to Braun and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
They're on the outside. Braun squares up, runs towards Reigns, who's leaning against one of the pods. And what did I tell you?
Goes through the pod.
And I said, here comes Braun's downfall.
Yeah.
Roman moves. He goes through the pod. And then Roman gets him back in the ring. Two spears. Braun completely no-sold the first one, basically.
Yeah, he got back up.
That's actually a lot of Superman punching in between this, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like five Superman punches.
Yeah.
It was like, how are we? I remember Vince backstage saying, I really want to distill Roman to his essence in this match. Let's give these people prime reigns.
Yeah, right.
And so he's like, okay, so he does nothing for 35 minutes. Braun destroys everybody.
Yeah.
Five Superman punches, two spears, lol, Reigns win, is what you're saying.
That's right.
That's the best Reigns there is.
It makes the most sense.
So, Reigns hits two spears on Braun. Lol, Reigns wins.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of celebrating his victory. Braun gets up, power slams him. Yeah. Power slams him again, then throws him through a pod.
Yeah.
So at least the crowd, short term, goes home happy.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, they're about to go to sleep, and they're like, oh, man. Can't believe Roman won. What a bummer.
No, but like we all expected this.
I know.
Say you're disappointed because our expectations were met.
As well
as what they were.
But with Roman, it's not a matter of is he going to win or is he not going to win.
Is he going to win in a manner that gets the people behind him or not?
Is he going to win in a way that's interesting that makes me want this match? That's what it is. Doesn't make me want Roman versus Brock. I mean, I've been saying for ages now that, yeah, I just want this match. I want to get it done with so that we can see what the grand experiment looks like. You know, what is this grand payoff that we're going to get? I assume it's probably just going to be more of the same, like Roman Reigns is going to be carrying the Universe title around his, you know, shoulder like this. But, like, I want something interesting on the road there.
Yes.
That's my thing. And
I think you're expecting too much.
Yeah, I know. I know what I want, man.
All right, so for Mania, right now we know our two title matches. We get Reigns versus Lesnar, mm-hmm. and we got AJ versus Nakamura.
Correct.
We got our Rousey Angle versus Triple H and Steph.
Yeah,
these are going to be confirmed matches here.
Yeah.
So let's speculate. I think the Intercontinental title picture is the one that's the most murky at this point, because you could make a case for Finn or Braun.
Yeah.
Maybe even get Seth involved somehow.
So the
oh, we didn't mention Blue Balor.
That's right.
Basically the brightest blue safe for television.
I've never actually seen a blue this blue before. I didn't know this level of blue existed.
Yeah.
I don't know what like the CMYK scale is like or the RGB scale is like.
Yeah, I know. So it's there, blue as you can get that's safe for broadcast.
You like, you know that material they've developed that's all the black?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
This is all the blue.
This is all the blue that they could buy.
And even though he didn't win, we must rate where Blue Balor, true Blue Balor goes on Balor power
to
rankings.
Me, it's still looking like it's Gray Balor and then probably Burgundy and Blue tied.
Really?
Maybe.
Second or behind Man Balor?
Well, Gray Balor is Man Balor.
No, Gray Balor is more than Man Balor.
Man Balor is black.
Yeah.
Black Balor, okay.
A standard Balor.
Yeah, no. I think Burgundy and Blue are probably above standard Balor. Standard Balor loses a lot.
But it's Blue Balor lost here, too. Burgundy Balor is when he puts forth really like good performances.
Yeah, but wait.
Nearly an hour in the Rumble is Burgundy Balor. About half hour in the Gauntlet match Balor.
Demon's never lost on Maine, though.
Not on Maine, no.
Okay, so it's still the same. It's still Gray, Demon.
Burgundy,
yeah.
Man, then Blue,
okay.
Right now.
I mean, the jury's kind of out on Blue.
Yeah.
We'll know a lot more at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, he'll probably be Demon at Mania.
Oh, that's a good point. So the IC title scene, the Braun Miz IC rumor thing, where did that come from? Does it have legs? Like, do we know?
It came from Meltzer.
Was it just some random stuff that he said on Wrestling Observer Radio? Because
maybe.
That's like,
whenever the thing where he was speculating, I picked up his real news.
Yeah, that happens way too often.
He mentioned it in the newsletter. I'm pretty sure he mentioned the newsletter.
Like Power Rank Meltzer speculation newsletter is like top. If he has to sit there and type it, because I feel like when he's just chilling there on the radio, he just says anything and people pick it up as news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll do Finn, you know, AJ. Maybe they'll do that for the European Championship.
And then suddenly it's Finn versus AJ for European Championship confirmed.
Right.
And all the dirt sheets.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Our sources say, just Meltzer just having some coffee on Wrestling Observer Radio, just throwing random shit out there.
All right, let's say Braun versus Miz then.
But yeah, I mean, people are talking about that a lot. Although I feel like the Intercontinental Championship is way below Braun. Braun needs to be in a celebrity gimmick match.
Or versus
Triple H.
Bar versus Revival. But what does that leave for Seth? What is Seth going to do? They think Dean's going to be healthy in time?
No.
They said the 9-month prognosis.
Even if he is, what are they going to do?
I know.
The Dean ain't going heel. I don't think they're going to turn Seth heel between now and Mania.
No.
You have Miz. I'm sorry, you've got...
Can we get Seth versus Finn?
I would love that. I mean, they have to look. I honestly believe that there were some lessons learned at TLC with AJ Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of those could be put the good wrestlers in there with Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Seth versus Finn.
Their match on Raw a few weeks back where we saw the return of the curb stomp was really good.
I think it makes all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. Have Finn get his victory back, or, you know, they love Seth. Seth's probably going to go over. But then Triple H held up Finn's arm. So I don't know,
man. Is there a way? Double pin. They both win.
Yeah,
there you go.
And nobody's happy.
I know.
It's Demon, right? He's got to win.
Yeah, if it's Demon Finn.
If it's Demon Finn, he's got to win.
Well, he went over at SummerSlam as Demon
Finn.
Seth
always wins. He can take a loss.
Oh, yeah.
He can take one loss.
Cena.
Oh, he'll be Undertaker.
Yeah.
I mean, or it's going to be a SmackDown thing that he does because he's going to be at SmackDown.
Still kind of holding out hope is Finn versus Cena. They were setting that up a little bit a couple weeks back.
Mm-hmm. They were setting up a couple things with Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard no
Which
rumblings.
Which means they have no idea what they're going to do with them at Mania.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably, yeah, they have no idea. I suggested, I mean, look, somebody's got to do Elias.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be Finn.
Yeah.
Finn doesn't even have to be the Demon to do that, though.
No.
There'd be like no reason for him to be the Demon.
No, he could probably just be Standard Balor.
What's the lowest he? What's the lowest Balor that isn't Pumpkin Balor? The lowest man Balor is like White Balor. Hasn't even been on TV.
Yeah.
I think he lost via submission at a house show somewhere.
Yeah.
White Balor could beat Elias at this point.
Yeah, maybe. But we already saw Finn Elias earlier this year. That was a feud.
Yeah, I know. And they have no problem coming back around to it. That's kind of my worst case. And here's the thing. I love Elias. I love him. I just don't like treading ground again.
Do you think you can have this match, Elimination Chamber match, basically, save for Cena and Reigns? So a five-way for the Intercontinental title.
Oh, I'd love it. It'd make all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Then Braun would have to win. There's no Reigns to get in the way.
Yeah, that's true.
And they've already established that he can eat everybody's finisher and take a powerbomb from everybody and still can't get pinned. So. Yeah.
I would love that. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Hopefully our speculation is good.
I hope so. And do we think for sure it'll be Alexa versus Asuka? Is Asuka going to set her sights on Charlotte? We don't know yet.
It'd be so weird for them to have this match tonight. Okay, so what's Nia Jax? I said I thought it'd be cool if Nia Jax put herself in this Ronda Rousey thing, but then that wouldn't make any sense. Because there's still March 11th is fast. Still
2 weeks away.
2 weeks away. For Fastlane, I guess they can spin their wheels with Asuka a little bit until that Ruby Riott thing's done with.
Yeah.
But God, how underwhelming it would be for Asuka to go to SmackDown.
I know. But it makes some sense to send her to SmackDown if Rousey's going to be kind of like the showcase in the women's division on Raw.
Yeah, but they could do that during the draft.
Yeah, that's true.
They could mix things up in the draft. I don't know. I get the feeling that we're still going to get... I mean, Asuka versus Alexa Bliss is like a guaranteed win for Asuka. That's the thing about that. And yeah... I don't know. They already had that match once.
Yeah, the Raw, yeah.
But then, I don't know. I mean, could it be, like, I guess Nia doesn't need to. Number one, Nia could still find a way to get into that match. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Without beating Asuka, she mm-hmm. can find a way to get in that match. Which would be kind of cool if she just starts bullying everybody into it. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it'd be weird if they made this big thing about, oh, Asuka versus Nia Jax. Nia Jax gets in that match. Well, if... that match doesn't happen. What was the entire point of this match tonight?
Yeah, I know.
So that's my.
I don't know what justification Asuka would have or rationale for going to SmackDown to challenge Charlotte. I mean, right. She's beat Alexa Bliss already.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could say, oh, well, she wants to take on the best and she knows Alexa isn't. I've already beat you, so what does it matter?
Yeah.
But I don't know. She hasn't, character wise, she hasn't really given that level of like. Well, let me really think this out. Like, mm-hmm. I'd rather go do that than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think they should have made a bigger deal about Asuka making her decision.
I know.
Maybe they'll still do that. I mean, they wrote it that way, and then they wrote it, oh, you're already in this match with Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
So they could just go back to the other thing.
Well, I mean, I liked how they handled Nakamura winning the Rumble right after the match. He's like, I want AJ.
Yeah, I know.
Done.
I know, done. You're good. Now you're going to be off TV for 8 weeks. I know.
Now just bide your time until Fastlane is over, and then we'll actually focus on that storyline. But until then, you're in dark matches for the next month and a half.
Oh, man.
It'd been great. Maybe Asuka would have done it had she not been interrupted by Ronda Rousey.
I know.
Who knows?
Yeah, she should come out and interrupt Ronda's segment tomorrow. We're still recording.
No, I know. I was making sure. I was checking the time.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. How are we doing on time?
47 minutes.
Oh, cool. That's a podcast.
It is.
All right. Out music. There we go. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.